Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's October the 7th today, and this is the second attempt at cooking boo. So I was recording a cooking boo earlier, and then I was pausing it and carrying on and pausing it and carrying on. And then I received a private message from somebody via Audioboo. And I thought, oh, that's good, I'll listen to that. Because I was just listening to Booze in Downcast between recording bits of my cooking book. So it went to the player to play the message that had just come in. And I thought, oh, hang on, maybe is my draft Boo still there? No, it's gone. It didn't save it. So, yeah. Bit of an own goal there, really. Should make sure when I pause recording the boo, I should probably have saved it rather than just letting it sit there. So I sure one of the older version of the app before they moved to the CAF file. Before you had the in-app editing of audio, which is very clever, but in the previous version where you couldn't edit the audio, with that one, I think it saved the boos automatically every time. You didn't lose a boo, but yeah, with the new version you do. So, a little warning for us all. And if they can actually put a function in the app so that it automatically saves every time you background it or something. That would be fantastic. Right, I'm dishing out the spaghetti now, and it's got all sticky. I'm sure Jana told me that how to cook it so it doesn't get sticky.
You always put a drop of oil in.
Put a drop, what, now or?
No, at the beginning.
At the beginning, right. So I'll get my time machine out, drop a bit of oil in, and then it'll be fine.
It's okay with dish out.
It'll be sticky. Everyone's going to have sticky lasagna, sticky spaghetti today.
That's okay.
Well, you can probably tell Jana is here now, but she wasn't here when I started cooking, which is why I made all these mistakes. Did you hear Rog? Did you hear Rog mentioned you in one of his boos recently? Darling?
Sorry, what?
Rog mentioned you in his boo, his A material boo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're mentioned.
Alright.
You're famous now.
Oh, okay,
I've not
listened to that yet.
No. Right. I'm not in the optimum position here, because I'm trying to lift the spaghetti out of the saucepan, and I keep getting to the over hob. The thing that projects out over the hob. The thing that should be an extractor fan but isn't, it's just a light. That thing. That thing. I keep running out of height to pull the spaghetti up. Oh well. So today it's spaghetti. Yes, it is spaghetti. As it was last week.
Spaghetti not
say. It's not meatballs though. We didn't have meatballs. So Jana's suggestion to me was just do with the tomato, chopped tomatoes, and that'll be fine. But I thought, oh, it's a bit boring. It's a bit boring just having tomatoes. I thought I'll remember to put the sun-dried tomato paste in this time, which I forgot last time. But I thought it's still going to be a bit boring. And then I thought, hang on, sometimes Jana puts Jana puts in some Frankfurter sausages that she's fried and chopped up into little bits. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I don't know if there's any Frankfurter sausages in the fridge. But they weren't. But there were some Bratwurst sausages. So I thought, and they were a little bit out of date. So I thought, hang on, I can have them instead. So I've cooked them.
All ill tomorrow.
So if we're all ill tomorrow, for having out-of-date sausages, then you know whose fault it is. It's mine. Yeah, so I fried the sausages instead. Instead of frying meatballs, I fried sausages. So I fried the sausages, you know, sort of whole, and but they're curved sausages. So you can't kind of cook them on all sides very easily, because you can't sort of rotate them through 30 degrees and then cook the next bit and then rotate them from another 30 degrees, because they want to sort of sit on their sides all the time. So that was a bit of a challenge, but I managed to sort of line them all up so that they were leaning against each other and propping each other up, and then that way I was able to cook them all on their sides, all over their sides. And then I chopped them up, and I'm hitting the blooming extractor thing again. I'm obviously doing this in the wrong place. It's because I'm trying to talk to the iPhone. Right, let's put everything over here on the other side of the kitchen, and let's take the iPhone as well. Oh, my cup of tea. I haven't got...
Hello, Henry.
Oh, I made myself a cup of tea, but I haven't drunk it now. I always like to make a cup of tea when I'm cooking, but then I'm always too busy to drink it. Right. Now, if I remember correctly, Henry likes his spaghetti on the side, and Amelia likes hers
spaghetti on the side,
underneath.
Yeah, he's nodding on the side.
And what I'd do... So last week... Last week, dinner was so popular with the kids. Oh dear, Henry's complaining about something. Last week it was so popular, Amelia kept coming back for seconds and thirds. And I had to keep taking stuff off my plate and giving it to her. She liked it that much. So this time, I'm going to keep some in reserve. So that if Amelia does want more, there will be more. Right, let's get a spoonful of this out. One spoonful of sauce and sausages and stuff here. Another one for that child. Some for an adult. Henry, and then there's just a little bit left.
Okay.
Right then. Dinner ready. Dinner ready, kids. Come on, Henry, in you come. Come on, Amelia, sit down. Now, tell me, Amelia, what do you think about this dinner? Henry, what do you think about this?
That's a sausage.
What is that?
That's a sausage, Amelia.
Yes, it's sausage in there, Amelia. What do you think?
Maybe I don't like sausages.
What do you think, Amelia? What do you think? Knife and fork? Fork and spoon? I'll get the plates for the parents.
Thank you.
Hello.
Ooh, here we are, darling.
Thank you.
You said you wanted it more.
Knife and fork or knife and
Fork and spoon, please.
Fork and spoon, please.
Gabel und Löffel, bitte.
Ja, Gabel und Löffel.
Stop talking in German. I hate talking German.
Oh.
But you're going to have to get used
to that. That took me light, Henry.
Yeah. You're shy, Amy.
Relate to me, sorry. I don't like going inside the play because the plane might make me sick.
An airplane?
Yeah.
Okay, take my hand, Henry.
That means I'd never ever go to Orma's house.
Can you take my hand,
Henry? No, go by myself with no hands on.
Okay, Henry.
You still recording?
Yeah, I'm still recording.
Okay.
You're still coughing, poor thing.
I get coughing.
Okay, that's the blunder on you.
For a little boy. I stop saying that.
Got your name on it, Henry. Okay, I'll ask you
later. No, I need a nap.
Well, you want to ask me something that I'm not recording?
Yeah, but don't stop it again.
What's wrong, Henry?
I needed that chair.
What do you need the chair for?
Yeah, what do you need the chair for? You're already on your chair.
I always want to go on it and
go on it. Oh, okay. A bit of a journey to get to your dinner. Okay.
Right. That is how to get to my dinner.
Okay. Good appetit.
Bon appetit.
Can you put any honey in it? I'll get some.
In honey?
Yeah.
In the sausages?
No, in my tea.
No. It's the afternoon, darling.
Yeah, but
how's it taste, Henry? Is that okay? He's nodding.
Oh, you made it.
He's nodding, that's a good sign.
Yeah, the kids' reaction
to
you not
like it. It's hot. That's the
idea. I don't need it hot.
Well, then blow on it.
Yeah,
carefully.
The hot dinners will make a cold.
Oh, no, you have to have a hot dinner, Henry.
No, then that will make my cold. That will make a cold for me.
You have hot dinner.
Henry didn't have hot dinners at school.
There you go.
But we don't have hot dinners anymore.
Yeah, they will come back when they finish doing the kitchen.
Can't wait until we do school dinners again.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, dinners. What do you think of this then, dinner that I've cooked for you?
Very yummy.
Oh, thank you. Is it yummier than last week's?
Yeah.
You can't remember.
I do not know.
Meatballs I did last week, remember?
Oh.
Oh, she's got a mouthful now. She's not going to speak with a mouthful. Okay.
Henry's eating. That's always the best indication that it's okay.
I think it's approved.
Really sure.
You're not really sure?
No.
What?
Can't really remember how it told her tasted last week.
Ah, okay, fair enough. Can I take a picture of you?
Okay.
All right.
Now I finish.
Okay. Yep, you can eat now. I'm taking the picture. Thank you, Amelia.
Let's
see. Oh, you want to see the picture? Yes, of course you can.
Have you stopped recording yet?
Nope, still recording. There you go. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, and good appetit.
Yeah, good appetit.
Good appetit.
Doodle-boo.